السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, I don't intend making any tafsir of this ayat. You have already heard some tafsir of this ayat in the past majlises, but what I wish to discuss with you tonight is something that happened in India. We all know that the Babri Masjid was destroyed, and after that the riots which took place in India, thousands of Muslims, they were tortured, homes were burned, destruction of an unprecedented level took place. There was such destruction that those people who saw it with their eyes, they couldn't believe that human beings could reduce themselves to the level of animals. Muslim children, women, there was just slaughter and mass destruction. There was massacre. At that time, an article was published. Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh, when a very similar kind of riot took place during his times, at that time he addressed the Muslims, and some excerpts from that speech of his was printed and published. This is what I wish to read tonight. Hazrat Aqdas Arif Billah Muslim Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh farmate hain, aaj kal har taraf se musalmanon par jo tabahi aa rahi hai کہ ان کا نہ مال محفوظ ہے, نہ جان محفوظ ہے, نہ عزت محفوظ ہے, نہ آبرو محفوظ ہے, حتیٰ کہ ان کی مسجدوں کی بھی بے حرمتی کی جا رہی ہے, ان کے اسلاف کی شان میں زبان درازیا کی جا رہی ہے, اپنی تباہی اور ذلت و رسوائی آئے دن دیکھ رہے ہیں اور اس پر پریشان ہو کر چیخ و پکار بھی کر رہے ہیں, مگر افسوس اس تباہی کے اسباب پر ان کی نظر نہیں پہنچتی. Now let us look at it in the light of what is happening today. But he says that the destruction that is taking place of the Muslim Ummah, neither the wealth of the Muslims is protected, neither are their lives safe anymore, nor is their respect and honor and dignity of any concern. So much so that their masajid, great amount of disrespect is shown, because masajid are also being destroyed. People walk into the masjid with their boots and they trample the carpets of the masjid with their filthy najas boots. We have seen the police doing that with our own eyes in India during the times of riots. The pious elders of the past, their respect and honor is also of no concern. In fact, criticism upon criticism is being mounted upon their pure, crystal clear lives. I'm just giving you an explanation. He says the Muslims are looking at this destruction of life, of property, of wealth, of families, of masajid, everything they are seeing with their eyes. and they are also screaming and shouting at the top of their voices. They are expressing their pain and their anger, but they are not looking at the causes of these actions of the enemies of Islam. What are the causes? Why has Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made them dominant? Why are they persecuting? Why are they torturing? Why are they killing? Why are they looting? Why are they raping? Why are they murdering? We don't look at the causes. Unke ghar mein jo khuda ki kitab maujood hai, jo qiyamat tak ke liye rehnuma ban kar aayi hai, usse raasta nahi poochte. This Quran Sharif, which had come to guide up till the day of Qiyamah, they are not asking this book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that what is the way out. All are complaining, but what is the way out? There is a guide. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent the Holy Quran Sharif. No one is prepared to pick up the Quran Sharif and see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has asked us to do in such times. One row of fans, I'm just kidding. اگر آج مسلمان قرآن کو دیکھے اور خدا تعالیٰ نے پچھلی امتوں کی تباہی کے جو اسباب بیان فرمائے ہیں ان سے اپنی حالت کا موازنہ کرے تو ہو بہو اپنی وہی حالت پائیں گے جو تباہ ہونے والی امتوں کا اپنے زمانے میں تھا. If only we have to pick up the Quran Sharif and we have to look at how Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ destroyed the nations of the past. And why did he destroy those nations of the past? What were those characteristics that were prevalent in their lives? What was it that they were indulging in? Which were those sins which had become very, very dominant in their lives and from which they were not prepared to repent, which they were not prepared to reject and give up? Then Allah Ta'ala sent down his azab and he destroyed those nations. He says if we have to look at that history, then we will find that at present we are indulging in nothing but those same actions and deeds that those people of the past were indulging in, on account of which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brought destruction upon them. Look at the list of sins that the Muslim Ummah is indulging. All of us, if we have to look at our own sins, then it's those same sins that those people were committing. We are indulging in those very same sins, whether it is adultery, fornication, sodomy, gambling, taking of interest, giving of interest, all kinds of sins that you can think of, which we are indulging in today, or the ummah at large is indulging. Those were the sins that those people in the past were indulging. But the azab of Allah Ta'ala came upon them very, very quickly. We are fortunate that because of the du'as of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and being in his ummah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving us grace. But if you look at our condition and their condition, it is no different. Just a little bit of namaz in our lives, a little bit of zikr and tilawat, or a little bit of dini talk, does not make us proper Muslims. Where is that commitment to Islam? Un guzishta ummaton par unke in himak fil maasiyat ke sabab kaisa kaisa azab aaya, aur aaj apna haal dekh lijiye ke apne deen ke saath hamara kaisa muamla hai. Say, look, what kind of azab came on those people. We should be taking ibrat, we should be taking lessons, we should be reading those incidents in the Quran Sharif, and after that taking lessons from there. That if Allah Ta'ala brought about the destruction of the ummats of the past upon these sins, then we should not be going anywhere near them. And accidentally, if we commit them, make plenty of tawbah and istighfar. But to be persistent, to just go on sinning, then this is something very, very dangerous. Then Allah Ta'ala sends down his azab in different forms. And the biggest azab is this fear, which has gripped the whole world today, whether Muslims or non-Muslims. Aqaid-e-sahiha, yani tawheed aur risalat aur akhirat ke baare mein hamare yaqeen ka kya haal hai? What is the condition of our aqaid and our beliefs? We have just got some knowledge that there is such a thing as akhirat, there is jannat and jahannam. But so many people have got great, great doubts even with regards to akhirat, with regards to jannat, with regards to jahannam. In fact, there's a mockery even in the by Muslims of so many teachings of the Quran and Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which form our basic aqaid. There's a mockery of it. So he says this is the condition of our aqaid. فرائض کے بجا آوری اور اتباع سنت کے باب میں ہمارا کیا حال ہے. اسے we have to look at just the فرائض of Islam, نماز روزہ زکات حج. Take نماز itself, that نماز which رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was given as a gift in the night of معراج. What is our attitude towards that salat? 70% of the Muslim ummah travel out in the world and see 70% of the ummah, there is no salat in their lives at all. The 30% that make salat, then the majority of people like us who make some salat, it is because of habit or some peer pressure, or we make it but without any life, without any soul. And then of those who are making namaz 5 times a day, there must be just one walima, or there must be some marriage, or there must be some birthday party or engagement party, or there must be some function at the city hall or some other hall, and then even that namaz, they will make qaza at the end of the day. Because they are namazi, so they have to make qaza. And why have they missed those salats? For no other reason except worldly reasons. Not a legitimate excuse at all. And then if you take the business sector, then large number of businessmen who are namazis, who are deendar, but when it comes to Zohar namaz, Asar namaz, many, many of them, they say that we make it together. They can't find the time to make it. Or there are excuses that we don't have a clean place to make wuzu. So that is the condition of the farais. Then what about the wajibat and the sunnats and the mustahabbat? Where are we going to even think of that? So he said that is our condition. Uske bar khilaf rusumat wahiya aur mashaghil nafsaniya mein hum kis tarah pesh pesh hai. But when it comes to our customary practices and the fulfillment of the desires of our nafs, then there we will go all out. We will not be concerned about food, about drink, about clothes, about sleep. Nothing about our health also we will not be concerned. We will go out of our way when it comes to enjoyment and pleasure of the haram kind. Then there with the person is not going to say that if I'm going to sleep late watching the television till 1 o'clock in the morning, it's going to affect my sight, it's going to affect my heart, it's going to affect my health. Because it is an enjoyment of the nafs, so the person will go to the extremes in that enjoyment. So that is our condition. He's talking about the majority. There will be exceptions, there are some exceptions, but this is about people like us. یہ تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی برکت ہے کہ ان امتوں کی طرح عذاب عامہ سے یہ امت محفوظ ہے. Because نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام made دعا that the whole ummah at large must not be wiped out. So it is the برکت of that دعا that we are not being wiped out from the surface of the earth. ورنہ عمل کی روح سے ہمارا حال ان سے اگر زیادہ خراب نہیں ہے تو کم بھی نہیں ہے. If we have to look at our actions, if we are not worse than them, then we are nothing better too. خدا کی ناراضگی بہت ہی ڈرنے کی چیز ہے. Something that we are just unconcerned about, and that is the ghazab and the anger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the most haleem, the most tolerant. He is so tolerant that the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, the munafiqeen, those who reject him, the atheists, the communists and everybody else, but Allah ta'ala gives them rizq, he gives them sustenance, he gives them sight, he gives them hearing, he gives them speech, he gives them health, he gives them wealth. Who can be more tolerant than that? But for the believers, we should be concerned, because Allah Ta'ala has got Jannat for us in the Akhirat. For them in this world, that is their enjoyment and pleasure. But Allah Ta'ala wants to give us in this world happiness also and Akhirat happiness also. But He says that here what is happening is that we are not concerned about the wrath and the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we all know that what are those actions that bring down the ghazab of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, masoom Nabi, so close to Allah Ta'ala. And yet he is asking Allah Ta'ala for protection all the time from his ghazab and from his anger. The ghazab and the anger of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is worse than Jahannam. It is worse than the azab of Jahannam that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes displeased. Khuda ki narazgi bohat hi darne ki cheez hai. Ye jitni musibatein aur pareshaniyan nazil ho rahi hai, sirf isi wajah se hai ki humne apne khuda ko naraz kar liya hai. There's no doubt that all these trials, all these difficulties and all these hardships that the Muslim Ummah is facing around the world, it is because we have displeased our Allah Ta'ala. What doubt is there in that? I have mentioned many times that our heart cries for our people, of brothers and sisters of Palestine and other parts of the world. But just a few years ago, at Fajr time, there was hardly one saf or one and quarter saf. There was one saf or one and quarter saf for the Fajr Salat. Maghrib, Isha also, hardly any people in Masjid Al-Aqsa. And outside, if you have to go and visit those shops, there's so much of liquor that is sold by Muslims who are living so close to Masjid Al-Aqsa, and where people are crying in the world for the Muslims of Aqsa and Muslims of Palestine. So we will cry, we will still cry and make dua. They are our brothers, they are better than us, they are living there. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. Inshallah. We don't know when they get the tawfiq of tawbah and go and make one namaz in Masjid Al-Aqsa and they get all maaf. But at the same time, we must take lessons from there, that Allah Ta'ala's nusrat and help will only come when a'mal and actions come right in the ummah at large. Allah Ta'ala ka irshad hai, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُو عَن كَثِيرٍ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, whatever musibat, whatever difficulties reach you, it is bima kasabat aydikum, what your hands have earned, what we have done, our action, that is what brings about that reaction. Of course, there are exceptions again, that for many pious people, those who are righteous people, those who are God-fearing, those who are close to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it comes in the form of rahmat, as a form of test. But there is a big distinction, a very clear dividing line, that you can make out that this is rahmat and this is an azab. If it is a rahmat from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then the heart still enjoy tranquility and sukoon and peace. They will suffer outwardly, but inside the heart there will be tranquility. And it will make person make more ruju' ila Allah, bring him to the masjid even more, make him make more sajdas before Allah Ta'ala, cry before Allah Ta'ala even more, make more zikr, more tilawat. And the person for whom it is an azab, then looking at all the azab coming down, but still it doesn't bring them to the masjids, it doesn't take them towards namaz, it doesn't take them towards zikr and tilawat. In fact, more displeasure of Allah Ta'ala they begin to engage in. Because now they say, what else can we do? Now we can't go to the businesses because the businesses are all destroyed. So buy a few video films and sit down and watch. When they say the weather is very bad outside, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the slight change in weather, strong breeze blows, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hastens towards the masjid. And what do we do if there's a weather that it has been forecasted that the weather is going to be bad? So then we must stock up sufficient amount of all the Bollywood and Hollywood films so that we can keep ourselves occupied while there's a storm outside. That is our condition. Then what do we expect from Allah Ta'ala? So he says, وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And yet if we have to look at it, Allah Ta'ala forgives so much of our sins. So much of it he just overlooks. Doesn't even call us to account for that. If we have to just calculate and add up our sins and see how much of punishment we deserve by now, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, how forgiving, how merciful He is. So why should we be displeasing Him? Agar achhe amal karoge to achhe hukkam tum par muqarrar honge. If you are going to do good deeds, Allah Ta'ala will appoint good rulers over you. Aur agar bure amal karoge to bure aur zalim hakim tum par musallat kar diye jayenge. And if you are going to indulge in bad and evil deeds and actions, then Allah Ta'ala will appoint zalim rulers over you, unjust rulers. Then they will start commanding, they will start dictating, they will oppress, they will tyrannize, they will bombard, they will bring about the destruction, they will be the first great terrorists, and they will call you the terrorist after that. They will trample you beneath their feet. Again, that one example I must have given more than a dozen times, and again, I don't know why, I just feel like repeating that it is, if only we can take that example to heart, we do not know where it can take us. I mentioned it even in my Saturday talk, and I don't know, must be half a dozen times here. But when something just comes in my mind, then I take it from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because I don't plan it, that I'm going to say this or I'm going to say that. So this is something that we must take a lesson. And again, it is time for those flowers. Go to the parks and see those flowers, the jacaranda or whatever they call it. Beautiful flowers. The whole tree is filled with those flowers. And it takes, and if they had been fragrant flowers, then it would have been given a fragrance also. Now if you have to go there, when the wind blows and those flowers fall onto the ground, then people trample it beneath their feet. We trample those flowers beneath our feet. Why? Because it left that branch and came down onto the ground. That beautiful tree, where it was looking so beautiful, But it left that branch, it left that tree, and it fell onto the ground. So now there is no respect left for that flower anymore. There's no dignity of that flower anymore. It has left its position, it has left its maqam. That azmat that Allah Ta'ala had given it, that izzat that Allah Ta'ala had given it, it has left that place of izzat and azmat, and it has fallen onto the ground. So what else is a person going to do when it is on the ground? The person is going to trample it. And then after some time, that gardener will come and he will start sweeping, and then he's going to make it into, he'll go and throw it at the rubbish heap. So until they it remained there, it was beautiful, and if it was fragrant, it was giving off a fragrant smell, and people were admiring it, and they would like to come close to it, they would like to sit under the shade of that tree, they would like to bring their cameras and click away, they would like to bring their family for a picnic there, and they would like to enjoy that beautiful scenery there. Why? Because it was on that branch of the tree. But when it fell from there, when it left that muqam of azmat and izzat, and it lowered itself to the level of animalism, then this is what happened. When the Muslims were on the treetop, when they were attached to that tree of iman, when their akhlaq, when the branches of akhlaq were there, and when the fruits of iman were there, when these flowers were shining, when these flowers were blooming, and when they were on the branches on top, and it was giving off a fragrant smell, the fragrance of namaz, the fragrance of zakat, the fragrance of charities, the fragrance of generosity, the fragrance of honesty, the fragrance of truthfulness, the fragrance of sincerity, the fragrance of tawakkul, the fragrance of yaqeen, the fragrance of iman, the fragrance of ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When these flowers were there, the sahaba ikram ridwanullah alayhim ajma'een, then people not only admired them, but they wanted to become like them. And therefore thousands and thousands of people entered the fold of Islam just by coming into contact with the sahaba ikram. They just came into contact with them, their dealings with them made them Muslims. Their smile made them Muslims. Their akhlaq made them Muslims. Their generosity, charity, honesty, truthfulness made those people Muslims. So when they were there, they remained there. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them that respect, gave them that honor. They were admired, and people wanted to become like those flowers. But when people like us left that branch of iman and akhlaq and muasharat and adab, when our etiquettes, our social behavior, our conduct in our homes, in our businesses, in our lives, our relationship with our parents, with our wives, with our children, with our neighbors, with our families, with our customers, with our clients, with the white, with the black, with the Chinese, with the Japanese, when everything changed, when we left that branch and we came onto the ground, then someday the Israelis are trampling over us. And some days the Americans are trampling over us. And some days the British are trampling over us. And everybody is opening its mouth and saying that I will devour you, I will devour you, I will crush you, I will smash you. You will end up in the rubbish heap. This is what is happening because we left that muqam of azmat. So the only way that we can get that azmat is to we get back onto that branch. And the only way that we can now get back there and become that flower is that if we have become compost and manure, then now become again the compost and manure of a rose flower plant or some other flower plant. So what will happen is after some time again it will be absorbed, and then you will get that fragrance again in those flowers. Look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan. In other words, cry before Allah ta'ala. This crying is something that we have neglected in our lives. We cry if our children die. We cry if our pets die. We cry if our car is stolen. We cry if we suffer a loss in our business. We cry if our house is burnt. We cry if there is an accident and a smash. We cry over the loss of family members. We cry over everything in this world. One thing we have stopped crying over is crying over our sins. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Wal yabki ala khatiyati," and the person must cry over his sins. The person cries over his sins. He said that's one part of salvation. The moment we are going to say, "Oh Allah, we know that we left that branch. We know that we left that tree. We know we had a muqam of azmat and izzat. We know that we were fragrant flowers at one time. But what mistake we made in our lives, oh my beloved Allah. We regret, we are ashamed of what we have done in our lives. We want to become those flowers again." Cry before Allah Ta'ala and see what Allah Ta'ala will then bring about. What kind of change He will bring about. Wallah, I'm telling you, if you have to read some of those letters written by those people who we would say had become manure, but read it now and see what they say. when they found Allah Ta'ala in their lives, and when they gave up their gambling and their drink, and when they gave up their drug habits, and when they gave up their filthy porn movies and magazines. Ask them now what kind of happiness and joy they have found in their hearts. It's a promise of Allah Ta'ala. It cannot be wrong. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala cannot be speaking a lie. It's the truth. He will give it. So therefore he says, اگر اچھے عمل کرو گے تو اچھے حکام تم پر مقرر ہوں گے اور اگر برے عمل کرو گے تو برے اور ظالم حکام تم پر مسلط کر دیے جائیں گے. لہذا جب بھی حکام کا جور و ستم دیکھو تو سب سے پہلے اللہ تعالیٰ سے معافی مانگو, وہی مدبر حقیقی ہے. چاہے تو دشمن کو دوست کر دے اور چاہے تو دوست کو دشمن کر دے. If Allah Ta'ala wills, he can make your friend your enemy, and if he wills, he can make your enemy your friend. Hearts are in his control. He can turn it whichever direction he wishes to. It is your a'mal which will turn the hearts. Lots of people were enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were such enemies that they wanted to get his blood. They were thirsty for his blood. They were offering 100 camels if anybody can get Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But those same people were afterwards sacrificing their blood for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever happens, but you must not get injured and hurt. We will take the arrows on our bodies, but you stay behind. Now those same people who were after his blood. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can change hearts. So he says, turn towards him. Main musalmanon se kehta hoon ke tum pareshan kyun ho, sabr karo, Allah ta'ala se madad mango. He says, I'm telling the Muslims, don't get pareshan. If you are true Muslims, if you are doing what Allah ta'ala has ordered you to do, then you don't have to get pareshan. Then there are conditions, the situations, different kinds of halat which will come upon the ummah. But make sabr, and then you see how Allah Ta'ala will be with those who are the sabireen. Trials will come. There will be some taken as shaheeds from amongst you. لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْدْ لِيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَا. The Allah Ta'ala, why did that in Uhud? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wanted to take some of you as shaheeds. Allah Ta'ala wanted to take some as shaheed because the ayat of the Quran Sharif said, who are those people on whom Allah Ta'ala has made in'am? An'am Allahu alayhim minan nabiyyin was siddiqeen was shuhada was salihin. Allah Ta'ala's in'am, or those whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed, are those who are the nabiyyin, the siddiqeen, and also shuhada and salihin. So now if there's going to be no shuhada, then the ayat of the Quran Sharif will be na'uzu billah wrong and incorrect. So there will be shaheeds also from the ummah. Allah Ta'ala wanted to show that these are the people who will give their blood, but they will not disobey Allah Ta'ala. For the sake of deen, they will give their lives, but they will not be bribed. They cannot be bribed. Material things will not bring them to your religion and to your faith and to your side. They cannot be bought off. They cannot be purchased. They have sold their lives to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They have sold it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. So they have already given their lives and wealth to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Where Allah Ta'ala will say, now it's time to give your life, then they will not look back. No matter how much you try to bribe them, no matter how much you try to buy them, but if they are true Muslims and true believers, then they will not turn back. They will not give up. They have given their lives to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So that is what Allah Ta'ala wants to show by means of the shahadat of the people. So there will be tests, there will be trials, there will be some people coming shaheed. But they will write the history before they leave this world that although we gave our lives, even if the entire Afghanistan is destroyed, then too after 100 years of the people who will read the history, they will say America with its coalition, they brought the world together. Even Muslim countries participated. Even Pakistan gave its airspace and gave them logistical support and all kinds of support. And the world at large all got together just for a small little Afghanistan. They brought all their navy and military and all the military might and power of the world that you can think of. For whom? For just a small band of Muslims. And for one person in reality. They brought them together after 100 years to somebody who will read the history. They will say, whatever happened, lots of people and lots of countries sold their iman. They sold themselves and they were bribed. and they were enticed into joining the coalition because they were given big, big offers that we will do this for you and do that for you and we'll remove sanctions and we'll wipe out your debts and we'll give you so many billion dollars at loans. So they were wiped out. But those Afghanistan Mujahideen and those Palestinian little children and Mujahideen, they did not sell their iman and they did not bargain and they did not barter. Then those people who will read after 100 years all to, they will say, MashaAllah, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah. So even if they all lose their lives to still, they will write the history of Islam once again. But of course, we have great hopes in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that with the sacrifices that they are making, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will change the conditions. It will bring some results. After difficulties, there's always ease. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Inna ma'al usri yusra. Fa inna ma'al usri yusra. That after difficulty, there's ease. And again, in between two ease, Allah Ta'ala brings one difficulty. Inna ma'al usri yusra. The usra is one time, and yusra is two times. So you'll get double. Izashtaddat bikal balwa fafakkir fi alam nashra. When any kind of difficulty and hardship and problems come upon you and you just don't know what to do, then think of Alam Nashra. Because there Allah Ta'ala, between the two usr, between the two yusr, Allah Ta'ala brings one usr. So this is the condition that he says that if you're going to do that, make sabr and bring taqwa, then Allah Ta'ala will be with you. Aap Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne yahi irshad farmaya, ista'inu bil... فرعون کے مظالم سے تنگ آ کر بنی اسرائیل نے جب موسیٰ علیہ السلام سے فریاد کی تو موسیٰ علیہ السلام نے ارشاد فرمایا استعینوا باللہ واسبروا. When حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام people complained about فرعون, then what did he tell them? استعینوا باللہ واسبروا. Seek help of Allah تبارک و تعالی and be patient. And then see what Allah تعالی does. He brought them right up to the Red Sea, not knowing what's going to happen now. Each and every one now, they thought that now Firaun's army at the back and the sea in the front. So it's death this way too and death that way too. Allah. But then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is told to knock the water with your staff and Allah Ta'ala opens up 12 roads. It has happened in the past. But the Muslims at large, again I repeat, we have to give up our sins and turn towards Allah Ta'ala. مسلمان پریشان ہے ادھر ادھر کے اسباب اپنے بچاؤ کے لیے اختیار کرتے ہیں مگر میں حقیقی تدبیر بتا رہا ہوں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ سے اپنا معاملہ درست کرو, اللہ تعالیٰ کو راضی کرنے میں لگ جاؤ. وہ چاہتے ہیں تو دشمن ہی سے حفاظت کا کام لے لیتے ہیں. Get engaged in making Allah Ta'ala happy and pleased. If Allah Ta'ala wills, He'll use the same dushman and enemies of yours for your protection. Allah Ta'ala will use those dushman for your protection if you turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Inshallah, we will continue with this, but the lesson here is, and of course after that he also goes on to say that it does not mean that we must not adopt the means. The means have also to be adopted. Allah Ta'ala has given us aqal, He has given us the intelligence. When looking at the conditions, then we must make use of this aqal and intelligence and adopt the means. But do not trust in those means. Let your faith and your trust be in Allah Ta'ala. You have to do all the preparation that is required and necessary. But then after the necessary preparation and requirement that you have made, then do not look at how much we are in numbers. Do not look at how much quantity of ammunition do we have. Do not look at what strength and power do we hold. How much of finance do we have. If you have pleased Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then even if you are a small band and you have little equipment and little forces and little help, but Allah Ta'ala's help when it is going to come, then you will see what is going to happen. So let us make dua. Let us ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to change the conditions and pray that Allah Ta'ala gives the Mujahideen of Afghanistan, of Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, every way in the world they are in need of our duas. So let us read Durood Sharif and make dua. Just light off. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. یا ارحم الراحمین، یا اکرم الاکرمین، یا غیاث المستغیثین، یا راحم المساکین، یا حی یا قیوم، یا حی یا قیوم، یا حی یا قیوم، برحمتک نستغیث، برحمتک نستغیث، برحمتک نستغیث. اے اللہ، ہم گنہگار ہیں، ہم سیاہکار ہیں، ہم بدکار ہیں، ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہیں. او اللہ، وی آر سنفل سرونٹس آف یورز، وی آر ایکسٹریملی ویک ان اور اعمال، ان اور ایکشنز، ان اور ڈیڈز. او اللہ، وی ہیو وایولیٹڈ یور احکام ڈے اینڈ نائٹ. او اللہ، وی ہیو ٹرمپلڈ اپون دی سنتس آف نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام ڈے اینڈ نائٹ. او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ، وی ہیو شون نیگلیجنس اینڈ انڈیفرنس ٹو دی قرآن شریف اینڈ دی احکام آف دین. Oh my beloved Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ay Allah, hum aitiraaf-e-qusoor karte hain, hum aitiraaf-e-qusoor karte hain. We are acknowledging our sins, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, puri ummat ki tu maghfirat farma. Ay Allah, have mercy on the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's blood has been shed for this ummat. Ay Allah, so much of his tears have flowed for this ummat. Ay Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, day and night he prayed for this ummat. Ay Allah, that ummat today is suffering everywhere in the world. We acknowledge that it is because of our sins. But oh my Allah, we also know that there is no one that loves to forgive sins more than yourself. Oh Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins, and there's no one else that can forgive sins besides you. Oh Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us, Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afu fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. Oh Allah, you hold no grudge against any person that turns towards you and explains and expresses remorse and regret over his sins. Ya Allah, you don't hold any grudge anymore. Ya Allah, in fact, you make them your walis. Ya Allah, you make them your walis. Allah, jo toba karte hai, tu unko apna wali bana leta hai. Allah, tu jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi hai mere Allah. Tu hi khuda hai, tu hi hamara maabood hai, tu hi hamara khaliq hai, tu hi hamara maqsood hai, tu hi hamara masjood hai. Allah, teri hi taraf hum rujoo karte hai. Oh my Allah, we are extending this begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we find ourselves completely helpless in this part of the world. Ya Allah, what else can we do except raise our hands and make dua? Ay mere Allah, wahan par jo un par zulm ho raha hai, اللہ رات دن بمباری کر رہے ہیں، اللہ تیرے دشمن مسلمانوں کو ستا رہے ہیں، اللہ تو ان کے حالات پر رحم فرما. یا اللہ، forgive our major sins and minor sins, forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, we are pleading on behalf of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اے میرے پیارے خدا، اب تو تو ہدایت نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ، it is not difficult for you to give ہدایت. او اللہ، those who were کفار، مشرکین، یہود، نصارہ، منافقین، but او اللہ، when you gave them ہدایت and they accepted Islam in the hands of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، او my beloved Allah، they became رضی اللہ عنہم ورضوا عنہ، and the world will never see again a group of such a kind. Allah, what اخلاق and what character and what morals. Ay Allah, yet at one time they were killing and murdering and drinking and fornicating. Lekin mere pyare khuda, when you gave them hidayat, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. Ay Allah, what is it difficult for you to give the entire ummat hidayat? Ay Allah, tu hame hidayat naseeb farma. Ay mere pyare khuda, hum sabko sehat de, hame aafiyat de, hamare iman ki hifazat farma. Protect the iman of the Muslim ummah. Ay Allah, protect the Islam of the ummah. Ay Allah, protect the wealth and property of the ummah. Protect the wives and children of the Ummah. Allah, protect the parents of the Ummah. Allah, protect the children of the Ummah. Allah, protect each and every masjid. Oh Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Ay Allah, tawam dushman ek ho gaye hai. Ay Allah, dushmanon ke saath munafiqeen bhi ho gaye. Ay Allah, even the munafiqeen have joined those who have got Iman and Islam, but oh Allah, they have joined the alliance and coalition of the enemies.
ہائے میرے اللہ، اب تو ان کو ہدایت دے، اے اللہ تو ان مسلمانوں کی مدد اور نصرت فرما، اے اللہ مجاہدین کی مدد اور نصرت فرما، اے اللہ ان کو تو قوت عطا فرما، اے اللہ ان کو ہمت عطا فرما، او اللہ گیو دم اسٹرینتھ ٹو مائی بلوڈ اللہ، گیو دم اسٹیڈ فاسٹنس ان دیئر ایمان، او اللہ ہیلپ دم ود یور اینجلز او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، اے اللہ ان کی نصرت اور مدد فرما، اے اللہ تیرے ملائکہ کے ذریعے سے مدد فرما، میرے پیارے خدا تو تیری قوتوں کو استعمال کر لے، اے اللہ یوز دا ونڈ اگینسٹ دم او مائی اللہ، یوز دا رین اگینسٹ دم او مائی اللہ، یا اللہ یوز یور فورسز اگینسٹ دم او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، اے اللہ ان کے جہازوں کو تو ٹکرا دے، اے اللہ ان کے بحری جہازوں کو غرق کر دے، اے اللہ ان کے ہوائی جہازوں کو ریزہ ریزہ کر دے، اے اللہ ان کے آپس میں اختلافات پیدا کر دے، اے اللہ ان دشمنوں کو ایسا ذلیل کر جیسے کہ تو نے عاد اور ثمود کو ذلیل کیا تھا، اے اللہ ان دشمنوں کے نہ غرور کو ختم فرما، اے اللہ بریک دیر پرائڈ او مائی اللہ، بریک دیر ایروگنس او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، یا اللہ کاز دیم ٹو ڈسپیوٹ اینڈ فائٹ امنگس دیم سیلفز، یا اللہ ڈسٹروائے دیر کوالیشن او مائی اللہ، ڈسٹروائے دیر کوالیشن او اللہ، گیو ہمت اینڈ قوت ٹو دی مجاہدین، اے اللہ ان کی تو نصرت فرما، او اللہ یو پروٹیکٹ دی کعبۃ اللہ ود ابابیل، یا اللہ یو ڈسٹروائے دی فورس اف ابراہیم 60,000 پیپل او اللہ جسٹ ود ابابیل اینڈ دوز لٹل برڈز ود دوز لٹل پیبلز، یو ڈسٹروائے دیم، او اللہ ایوری لٹل پیبل واز لائک ا بلٹ فار دی پیپل، اے میرے اللہ تو تیرے فرشتوں کے ذریعے سے ان کی مدد فرما، اے اللہ جسٹ ایز دے ڈسٹروائے دی رشین آرمی اینڈ دی رشین پاور، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ ڈسٹروائے دس کوالیشن، اے اللہ ان کی قوت کو ختم فرما دے، اے اللہ ان کو ذلیل کر دے، اے اللہ ان کو رسوا کر دے، اے اللہ تو ان کے تمام باطل اسکیموں کو فیل کر دے، اے اللہ دے مے بی پلاننگ بٹ یور پلاننگ از دا بیسٹ آف آل پلاننگ، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ دا فورسز دیٹ دے ہیو گاٹ، او مائی اللہ دے آر نتھنگ ان کمپیرزن ود یور فورسز، اے اللہ دا گراؤنڈ آن وچ دے اسٹینڈ دا گراؤنڈ ڈز ناٹ بلانگ ٹو دیم، او اللہ اف یو شیک دیٹ گراؤنڈ دیر از نتھنگ دیٹ کین پریوینٹ دیم فرام سنکنگ ان ٹو دا گراؤنڈ، اے میرے اللہ تو زمین کو ہلا دے، تو آسمان کی آفتوں اس پر نازل فرما، زمین کی آفتیں ان کو بتا دے، اے اللہ تو تیری قدرت کاملہ ان کو دکھلا دے، اے اللہ ان کے غرور اور کبر کو ختم فرما دے، اے اللہ تو رحم فرما، اے اللہ ہنڈریڈ آف تھاؤزنڈ آف دوز ہو آر انسنٹ لٹل چلڈرن اولڈ پیپل سک اینڈ فیور، یا اللہ بیکاز آف فیئر دے آر لیونگ دا کنٹری اینڈ بیکمنگ ریفیوجیز، یا اللہ ایک طرف ان کے اوپر بم گراتے ہیں دین دے سے وی آر گیونگ دم فوڈ، ہائے میرے اللہ اس سے بڑے منافق کون ہوں گے، ہو کین بی اے گریٹر ہپوکریٹ دین دیٹ او مائی اللہ، بٹ او اللہ وی نو اٹ از بیکاز آف اور سنز دیٹ وی آر سفرنگ، یا اللہ گیو ہدایت ٹو پاکستان، اے اللہ پاکستان کے حکمراں کو ہدایت نصیب فرما، اے اللہ تو ان کے دل کے اندر ایمان کی قوت پیدا فرما، اے اللہ بزدلی کی ختم فرما، ریموو دیٹ کاورڈس فرام دیئر ہارٹس او مائی اللہ، ریموو دیٹ کاورڈس فرام دیئر ہارٹس او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، یا اللہ ریموو دیٹ کاورڈس فرام دیئر ہارٹس آف دوز ہو آر رولنگ اوور سچ سٹیٹس او مائی اللہ، اے اللہ ان کو تیری ذات کے اوپر یقین نصیب فرما، اے اللہ ہمارا ایمان بھی قوی فرما، اے اللہ ہماری بھی حفاظت فرما، پروٹیکٹ اس آلسو او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، اے اللہ کشمیر کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما، بوسنیا کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما، ہیلپ دی مسلمز آف چیچنیا او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، سارے عالم کے مسلمانوں کی حفاظت فرما، اے میرے پیارے خدا سارے عالم کے مسلمانوں کی ایمان اور مال اور جان کی حفاظت فرما، میرے اللہ پیلسٹائن کے اندر oh my Allah, just because of this coalition and this war they are trying to distract the attention of the believers from Palestine, ay Allah wahan par bhi jo mazalim ho rahe hain, ah mere Allah kab tak ye maarte rahenge, kab tak qatl karte rahenge, ay Allah kab tak unko torture karte rahenge, ay Allah kab tak unke jail aur prison ko musalmanon se aur iman walon se bharte rahenge, ay mere Allah ab to tu koi inqilab paida kar de, ay Allah create a revolution de oh my اللہ، یا اللہ تو ان کی مدد فرما دے، بھلا مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت کر لے، اے اللہ یہودی ظالم کے قبضے سے اس کو چھڑا لے، او مائی اللہ وی ہیو گاٹ نتھنگ ود اس، یا اللہ آل وی ہیو گاٹ از اور دعاز، اے میرے اللہ تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے، اے اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں لیکن قبول کر لے، اے اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے، اے اللہ ان کی ملٹری طاقت کو تو ختم کر دے، اے اللہ شیک اپ دیئر ملٹری مائٹ اینڈ پاور، شیک اپ دیئر ملٹری مائٹ اینڈ پاور، میرے اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت اے میرے اللہ، نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کتنے پریشان ہو گئے، how much of injury and pain my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must be experiencing when he is informed that this is the condition of that ummah for whom he cared so much, for whom he shed so much of his blood. Allah, he worked so hard and left the ummah in a dignified position. Allah, wherever they were going, territories and countries were coming under the domination of Islam. Again, mere Allah, we left the tree, we left those branches. Oh Allah, we have turned to manure. Lekin mere pyare khuda, dobara hame phool bana de, dobara hame phool bana de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul halim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.